often, it's the artists and authors among us who, through their craft, turn their discerning eye on the social impact of new technology. So says Dartmouth College professor Dan Rockmore. Rockmore teaches math and science. He's also director of the Newcomb Institute for Computational Science. And he's here to talk more about a new literary prize given out by the Newcomb Institute for works of speculative fiction. Dan Rockmore, welcome.
Hi, thanks so much for having me on.
So I'll ask you about the new literary prize award in just a sec, but first let's define speculative fiction.
Speculative fiction, at least for me, I guess to distinguish a little bit from science fiction, is that it feels close. It's in the future, but it feels like it's not too far away with just a few sort of shifts of the parameters, one might say. We might actually be there tomorrow. It's that kind of work, and often I think science and technology has a significant influence on the way that kind of stuff gets written.
The prize itself, it's a literary prize. Who is it open to? What sort of themes should people be writing about when they're submitting?
Sure. So there are actually three prizes. One is for speculative fiction generally. One is for speculative fiction by a new author. And there's a playwriting prize put together in conjunction with the theater department at Dartmouth, as well as Northern Stage and VoxFest, which is a summer kind of festival around plays and the arts. And so those three prizes are all meant to award writers who are thinking about the future, putting the future into their works, and generally the future with some kind of computational digital angle.
And this program is open to all authors?
Oh, it's open to the entire planet. It really is for any writers, any playwrights. The college is involved through the juries who will be judging the works. Students will be involved in helping put the play on. The winning writers will be coming to campus to talk about their work and the genres.
What will you and the other judges be looking for in terms of themes in these submissions?
What I'm most interested in, and I suppose the other jurists who have yet to be named might differ, is really considering social kinds of issues, social and cultural, and embedding those in the works. I do feel like the artists are sometimes way ahead in that, whereas often the scientists and the technologists are just thinking about, you know, the next new gadget that they're putting out there. So it's that extra dimension and that critical eye, which I think is often missing from technology and science debates, is often made very clear and very emotional in great creative work.
Yeah, what was the catalyst for this particular prize that deals with literary works that touch on themes of AI and big data and technology in the future?
At least in my head, it all really did start with this feeling that it's the writers, the artists, who think about the social dimensions of technology much earlier than the scientists do. I taught a class a couple of years ago in machine learning, which is the mathematics and computer science and statistics of AI. It's the science behind Siri in some ways. And I had those students read speculative fiction as part of the class. It did give them a different look on the kinds of things that they might be the next generation of developers for. And we had really interesting conversations around it. It made them think about their own cultural, social milieu in a very different way. And I hope that that thought process feeds into their work as scientists, should they become scientists or developers. You would think that this would be happening at Google or Facebook, that they would actually have a person there. They're capitalized at $500 billion, that they would have a person or people there thinking about these issues and that they would have wide-ranging conversations. But it's not clear to me that they do. And to the extent that we can highlight works that do those kinds of things and make the public aware, and then possibly people who go into those jobs aware, it's an extraordinarily important thing for us to do.
I mean, you're a math prof. You're obviously not anti-technology.
I'm not a Luddite. I am a professor of mathematics and computer science. But for a useful model, you might think about genetics. We have ethics commissions for genetics. When things get rolled out, there's a very long and arduous process that presumably irritates the genetics companies as well as the pharmaceutical companies. But there are reasons behind that, because things can go wrong when you do things to people's bodies. And you're just at the beginning of that kind of science. And you could very well ask the question, would phones, for example, have been designed differently if the NIH or the FDA had said, you know what, we might want to study what happens to 400 kids when we give them phones for 2 months. Would it have turned out differently? I don't know. But there are other technologies that are in the making that we don't even know about. And I think it's sensible to have conversations before they just get rolled out. And if the companies aren't going to do it, then we can do this publicly through great books or through great plays.
Thanks, Dan.
Thanks so much for having me on. I enjoyed it.
That's Dartmouth Math and Computer Science professor Dan Rockmore. He's also the director of the Newcomb Institute for Computational Science that just announced a new literary arts award program for authors who write speculative fiction. Find all the details you need at vpr.net.